Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. Now, true confession time. This is the first time I've ever done this. I typically jump straight to the design because I love Canva. Who doesn't love Canva? Who doesn't love designing a deck, right? Like, that's the fun part. That's the playground for my creative brain. But if you go spend all day at the water park, right, and you forget snacks and sunscreen and water, like, that's the planning piece of it. I'm going to burn. Like, this is just me. If I spend all day at the water park, Canva for me, I'm going to burn. I'm not going to have all the right tools and all the right resources. I'm not going to have my phone to pay for things, right? Because I was going to say cash. Like, this is my millennial in me, when your parents used to like drop you off at somewhere like $20 and they're like, here, go have fun for the whole day.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we?
Good morning. It is 7:03. On a Saturday morning. And I just got the email this week that I was asked to come speak at Podcast Movement 2025, which is really cool. I've spoken at Podcast Movement in 2021, was my first time with Buzzsprout. I shared the stage with some of my Buzzsprout folks, which was so incredible to have like a joint session. That was really fun. And then I need to go back and get the exact date. It was either in 2022, 2023. I cannot remember right off the top of my head. Again, I haven't had enough coffee this morning. But I spoke at the Podcast Movement Evolutions in Las Vegas, which was really cool, like super fun. And then this year, I am doing a talk all about tools to help creators avoid burnout, which, if you've been around, then you know I love talking about consistency and helping you just get the most out of your content in a way that helps you achieve avoiding burnout, like avoiding stopping your show, shutting down your creator business, or all the things that come with that. So I'm actually in the middle of mapping out my talk, and I thought I would show you a little behind the scenes of what I'm doing because this isn't my first rodeo. I've done this so many times, so I know the most important things that I need to do to be successful. So again, it is July 12th, and this is happening. I'm looking at their website, August 12th through the 21st. So just come along with me. It says I have 37 days. I'm actually looking at the website right now. I have 37 days to get this talk figured out, but I think it's plenty of time. I'm going to really break down more of my different talk pieces, but the most important thing right now for me to do is create the timeline, because it is so helpful to have that accountability for, okay, I need to have the talk outlined, then I need to create the slides, I need to think about the talking points that are going to be super impactful, or audience engagement, and then I'm giving myself 2 weeks to practice, because this is what really helped me last time. I felt like I gave the best speech of my life last time I was on stage at Podcast Movement, and the secret behind that was I practiced every day for 2 weeks. Yes, every single day. I said the words out loud. It wasn't all in my head, and I just feel like as soon as I got off that stage, I freaking nailed it, and it was such a great feeling, and I know that that was the secret sauce behind it. So I am really excited about this, and yeah, let's go. Hello, and welcome to the 23rd of July. We are officially, let me see here, I have my timeline. We're 4 weeks out-ish from Podcast Movement 2025, so I thought I would give an update on what I've been working on. I realize it looks like I'm wearing the exact same thing. Y'all, this is my, like, do you have, like, your morning comfort, like, sweater or your around-the-house sweater? Like, it's 6:17 in the morning, so we're early over here. But I thought I would give an update. So what I did is I actually went through all of my talk outline. So I shared behind the scenes of what that looks like, and I filled in all the gaps. And something I haven't done before, but I'm really excited about, is helping ChatGPT and Claude really amp up what happens in between sections. So these are what you call those transition pieces. Because when I think about how can I go from a good speaker to a great speaker, this is something I've struggled with. Like, I know I can deliver a how-to. I know I can give you the 3 steps to do this, do that, and then this other thing. I know I feel very, very confident in that. It's those transition pieces where I'm like, how do I go from this thing to that thing? Because I want it to feel like a really good segue. I want it to feel so natural, and I want it to feel like, oh, that was good, right? You've probably seen this too. When you watch someone on stage, you're like, oh, dang, that was a good connection, or that was like, kudos to them. They did an incredible job of just connecting the dots. That's what it comes down to. So I spent so much time with Claude the other day, like, how can I make this connection clear? How can I, you know, so this is how I'm using AI, if you're wondering. Crystal, how are you using AI to help you write speeches and write talks? I'm using my stories, my content, but I'm having ChatGPT or Claude in this instance, who I used exclusively almost for this talk, is pulling out those stories. So I kind of give a prompt of, this is what I'm trying to do. This is the type of audience I'm talking to. Like, I feed it all the content that it needs to understand who I am as a creator, right? Who the audience I'm speaking to is, so that we can talk about pain points. We can talk about specific examples of what they're struggling with, so that I can tell a story of when I struggled with that same thing. So it's really been about pulling out stories and making sure that we have context for the audience. Because again, they could go watch a YouTube video on pretty much what I'm presenting. It's true, right? They could ask, like, what are the 3 time management tools to avoid podcast burnout? They could go find probably 500 videos on that. But what's going to make them walk away from this talk and say, that was good? I need to go follow her. I need to go sign up for her course. I need to get on her email list. I need to subscribe to her YouTube channel. Like, what is that thing? For me, it's helping them feel seen, validating what they're going through right now, and showing them that there is a better way. So that's really part of the goal for me with this talk. But I'm going to show you behind the scenes of what I actually created so that you can see the really detailed outline that I have and how it's formatted, so it could be helpful for you. So I thought I would give you some context, what I did in Claude first, just so I know that prompting is really helpful when you can see behind the scenes. But I specifically called out and I said, you are my public speaking coach trained by Mac Pacchione, Heather Sager, and Mel Robbins. Using their approach to speaking, look at my talk outline, tell me where I have holes in the message, opportunities to share stories, and the places where we might need to cut down because I only have 30 minutes and I want to have 20-minute talk and 10 minutes for Q&A. Now, I realize like that's a lot of information. It was meant to be, and it's specifically because I have done this so many times that I don't want to have an hour-long talk and then all of a sudden like, oh, I only have 30 minutes. How do I cut this down to just 20? So I love how it gave me major holes in my message, story opportunities, where I could cut things, and then structural improvement based on the different speaking coaches that I have followed or speeches that I liked. And then you can see I go into like all the story development and everything, but I thought it'd be probably more helpful to show you what my talk actually looks like today. I'm not going to go through and read the whole thing, but I am. This is still my talk outline. I have not created any of my slides yet. I haven't started working on the deck. Not just yet. I'm actually about to start doing that. But you can see here, like I have so many, like this is slide by slide, like the gray side on the left, that's meant to be a single slide. This orange here is the transition pieces. So remember I was telling you, like the transition is bigger than some of the slides that I have. But it's something that I really wanted to hone in on. So the blue here is the visual of what I'm going to use. So when I do sit down to start creating this deck, it's going to be a lot clearer. And I put some timestamps over here on the left to really show like, okay, this is how much time you can spend. Because again, have that 20-minute mark. Every piece of this talk is intentional. I'm intentional with the topic. I'm intentional with the timing. I'm intentional with the visuals. I'm intentional with the transitions. Like, this is the name of the game when you're trying to speak at a level where you're not just winging it and showing up. You're actually doing this from a professional standpoint. And that's where I want to show up for this talk specifically. So, yeah, I mean, this is the whole thing. It is 11 pages from top to bottom. And I'm really excited about the whole thing. So next steps, I'm going to start working on my Canva design and everything that I have there. So stay tuned for more. Okay, now we walked through all of that. Let me know in the comments, what questions do you have about speech writing? Or better yet, where do you struggle? Where do you struggle? Because I used to struggle with the intro until I realized, oh, that should be the very last thing that I write. It's kind of like writing a book. I've written two books, and I know you don't sit down and start a book, like writing the book, with the intro. You don't. Like, that's usually one of the very last things that you do because it's so powerful, and you need to make sure it's really, really good. So I struggled with intros forever, and then I was totally vulnerable at the beginning of this video and told you that I had struggled with transitions. So it's what I focused on. So tell me, where is the piece of a talk that really stumps you and takes you a while to really figure it out or get it going? Because we would love to know. So I'm in the middle of preparing for my podcast movement talk, and I wanted to share a little bit of behind the scenes. And so what I've done is I've shared a little bit about the planning and creating the script. And now I'm to the point of taking the script that I created and turning it into the presentation. Now, true confession time. This is the first time I've ever done this. I typically jump straight to the design. because I love Canva. Who doesn't love Canva? Who doesn't love designing a deck, right? Like that's the fun part. That's the playground for my creative brain. But if you go spend all day at the water park, right? And you forget snacks and sunscreen and water, like that's the planning piece of it. I'm going to burn. Like this is just me. If I spend all day at the water park, Canva for me, I'm going to burn. I'm not going to have all the right tools and all the right resources. I'm going to go. I'm not going to have my phone to pay for things, right? Because I was going to say cash. Like this is my millennial in me when your parents used to like drop you off at somewhere like $20 and they're like, here, go have fun for the whole day. Now I'm like, I don't have my watch to pay for things or I don't have my phone. Like what am I going to do? But if I could have just taken a beat, laid out all the things that I need, which is what I'm doing in this planning process, things are just so much easier. Why do we make things so hard? I'm calling myself out here, right? I'm not even talking to you or trying to shame you. I am literally giving myself this pep talk right now. Why have I made things so hard? Because now, as I sit down to plan this talk, I'm reusing design work that I have worked on really hard or that my designer has previously created for me. And I'm thinking about, well, how can I just repurpose this work that's already worked? I've done so many webinars. This isn't my first time to talk at Podcast Movement. This will actually be my third. So I have decks that I can reuse or repurpose. So I'm working smarter, not harder. I'm going through the planning process and being so strategic because I said in an earlier video that the transition piece has been the thing that I really want to take to the next level. Like I want to unlock for this talk. And by doing all the planning now and not spending hours and hours on the design, like I know I can do the design. I'm fine. I'm confident in the design. I need that transition piece. I need my opening to be incredible. I need my call to action to be amazing. I need my closing thoughts to be memorable. Those are the pieces I need to dial in. Not my how-to, not the design, not my stage presence. Like, yes, those are all things I'm going to consider and work on as I build this talk out, but it's not the most important piece of the puzzle. So I say all this to you, whether you're getting prepared for your first talk, your next talk, your first webinar, your first workshop, whatever it is that you're preparing, I encourage you, and we talk about this in the PREPA method, to spend more time planning. Spend more time planning because then everything else gets easier. It does. It all gets easier if you spend just a few more minutes, maybe an extra hour in the planning stage instead of just diving into what feels fun. So there you go.
Well, hey friends, I am here for another update. It is officially August 10th and we are, let me see how many days. I always go look at my handy dandy wall calendar. So Podcast Movement, I'm speaking on the 20th of August. So we have 10 days. We're 10 days out. I have my deck fully done, like as of yesterday. And it's too long. So it's too long. And this will probably be my last update until we actually do the talk. And then I'll come back and do like a debrief of all the things. But I need to cut this thing down and then practice, practice, practice. So this is really the secret. I think I already mentioned this, but my last talk at Podcast Movement was so good. Like I felt so confident about it. And it's because I practiced for 2 full weeks every single day. And the 2 week mark has already lapsed on us doing this every single day for 2 weeks because I've been trying to refine this. So here's where I'm at. I'm about 10 to 15 minutes over what it should be. I think when I was originally planning my content, I was like, I could plan for about 30 minutes and then I can shorten it the day of and like kind of like adjust for it, but I am over. And here's what I did. Like for anyone that's like, oh, you know, what do you do? How do you trim things down? I actually went in and I'll put up on the screen. I went into Canva. So I put all of my notes in Canva, and this is basically my script. And I did an export of all of my slides with the notes. So it has the slide count and the script. And I loaded that into ChatGPT. And I was like, all right, here we go. This is what I have. How long do you think this would take for me to speak it out loud, knowing my pace of how many words per minute I usually speak? And it was like, oh, girl, like you're over. You need to calm down because this is not going to work. So I asked it, like, where can I cut some pieces of this and not lose the meat of the message or lose the important, like, this is the problem that you're having. Here's the solution, or here's the obstacle. Here's the challenge. And here's how I would take it on if I were in your position. Because let me remind you, this is the three tools to help you effectively avoid burnout. And it's all about time management. So I went through all of these and I'm like, gosh, I got to figure out a way to really dial in the pieces that need to be there versus it's just fluff and it's not adding to the impact of the talk. Because if there's anything, I've attended so many events where someone's just talking and talking and talking, and you're like, God, should I have gone to this session? Should I have gone somewhere else? Or you start looking at your phone. Like, this is the worst thing ever, is to be on stage and you look out and everyone is just on their phone. Everyone is just like, you're telling yourself that they're like not paying attention, they're taking notes, but come on, they're looking at Instagram, they're checking out their email, like they're doing all these other things. So my goal is to keep them captive, hold their attention, and really execute a talk where I'm not just rambling on, like I'm tying things together, making those transitions. Because remember, I told you in an earlier segment that that was the key for me, is I want to have really good transitions with the content this year. So I will be sure to update you on how the practicing goes, on how, you know, just working through some of these last little pieces of content. One thing that I've been doing is when I go on my walks, so I walk like almost daily in my neighborhood, and because I have Canva on my phone, I will go through the talk. This is my secret. I put in my AirPods so it looks like I'm talking to someone, but I'm not. I'm just talking my talk out loud, and I look a little less crazy if I have my AirPods in and I'm talking and not just talking to myself. So there's a little trick of the trade. But yeah, it's definitely coming along. I'm going to spend today really cleaning up some of the pieces that just are those funky transitions or cutting out some of the content. So I will absolutely update you on what I end up using in the final version, because what will end up happening is I'll probably even give a version of this talk as a future video, because I mean, I created this thing. Like, it's, why would you not repurpose and reuse it in some way? But I was excited to share the behind the scenes of the creating of this, because I think it could really help someone that maybe you're preparing for your next stage talk or your first stage talk, and you wanted to see all the behind the scenes. So I hope that this was helpful. Please let me know what you thought about this. And if you're watching, please leave me a comment and let me know if you're going to Podcast Movement or if you've been before, what your experience has been. We have a few other videos about Podcast Movement that you can go check out. The behind the scenes, I'll be recording some content while I'm there. I have a few friends in the podcast space that are going to be there. So I'm going to see what kind of interviews I can get in person, because those are always super fun, even if they're just really short, quick pieces of advice for you. So I will be sure to update you for my whole experience. But that's it, guys. I got to go practice and make this talk even better than I think it's already going to be. But that's all I have for you. So make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you are watching and listening. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. Hey, Profit Podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking around to a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message, and I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.